So the Shulchan Aruch goes through the different types of omein that should not be said. This is all based on a Gemara. So the first one, the Gemara says you shouldn't say omein chatufa. What does omein chatufa mean? So he says two pshat. First one, it means anushukim ki'ilu ha'alef nekuda b'chataf. So under the word amein, under the aleph, there's a komatz, and he changes the sound of the komatz to a chatav, to a shvua amein. So that would be improper. You're not pronouncing the word correctly. Number one. Second pshat. B'chein shol yachto if imar la'anus is kodem shi'asayim ha'mavarach. Don't chap b'chotev. Don't chap to say it too early. Which, if you listen carefully, a lot of times in the chas, they're not finished saying the bracha. You know, and Rosh Chodesh, you know, and Yom Tov, that's a famous problem. And everybody's saying Amen, while the person saying Shalom, everybody's saying Amen already. But in general, the person saying, you know, some people elongate the last syllable of the bracha, you can't answer Amen until they finish. Okay, so that's a problem. V'chein lo yana amein ketufa. So what does ketufa mean? So hano shemechaser kriyas anun v'ne matiyah b'peh shetahini keres. So it sounds like amein, you don't hear the nun sounds. Gamol yafsik b'em samila, it also means you shouldn't be cut, you shouldn't cut it to pieces. So amein. So that pause is improper. Lo yano amen yisoyma. Person should not answer amen yisoyma. The hainu. Shukai b'bruch achas. M'sheikh tibur m'varcha yisoy. M'zeh eno shoyma. So he has to hear a bracha. Obviously, a day is a bracha. Mavarch shachshir tzibur. Me'achar shul shemor lo yano achol v'mein. Dami men yisoyma. So men yisoyma is not connected to something. So the first chapter Shulchan Aruch says you didn't hear the words of the bracha, even though you know what he's saying it out. You didn't hear the words of the bracha, so you can't answer him. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch says this is only in the case where you need to be yotzei. The Yesh Machmir of the Ramah, afilo eino mechuyev bais a bracha. Lo yano amein im eni yodeya bais a bracha kosh tefzibur. So now the issue is, if you didn't hear it, that's fine. As long as you know what you're saying amen to. Because you don't need to be yotze with this. But you should answer amen to something. I know what he's saying. No, I don't know what he's saying. I'm not sure what he's saying. He said a bracha. I don't know what. So you can't answer amen. Does that not mean you're amen, your son? It also means don't pause. After the person finishes the bracha, you should answer amen immediately. Because otherwise, it's an amen yisum, it's not amen which is connected to the bracha. You shouldn't, the word should not be said too quickly. It should be long enough. That if you say the words kemel nemo, that's how long the word amein should take to say. Kemel nemo doesn't take that long to say. But the amein should not be amein. It should be amein. That amount of time. Well, yarek lo yasim yadayim. You shouldn't extend this for too long. Amein. Whoa. When you extend it for too long, you lose the word. Common problem in your chazanah, when they extend the word too long, it doesn't sound the right word anymore. Okay. So all of those are halachas of how to say the main properly. You can also infer this way. It's not the Mishabura. So the first one is Mishabura Simcha Chavtes. So the first one is a main Chatufa. And he says, Tupshatim and Chatufa. The first one is that you pronounce it incorrectly, you pronounce it with a Shwa. The Chatav, Pirish Bishwa. Who Adin, Shlo Yamra Amen, Bishar Nakudos. Other the Nakudas, instead of a Komats, are also a problem, obviously. Bishurik now Umein, Rabbi Chalom Omein, Kekavla, Ki, because the Ein Mashmos, Pirushai, Lashon Hamonas Tavorim. Al Yikra Aleph Bekomatz Godol. It should be read with a Komatz Godol, not even a Komatz Katan. Most of us do not differentiate between our Komatz Godol and Komatz Katan. Usually, the understanding of the difference between the two of them is that a Komatz Godol is a little bit longer a sound than a Komatz Katan. Komatz Katan is when a word has a chaylam and it has the O sound, and due to the laws of grammar, sometimes that changes into an O sound, that's komatz, is a komatz katan. A freestanding normal komatz is a komatz gadol. So the word curl means all, but when it's in smichas, it becomes with a changed from a O sound to an O sound, call, or call a chayim. So that comes to be Kamas Katam. This is a regular main, it's a regular Kamas, so it's a Kamas Gadol. So you shouldn't answer before, you shouldn't chop around and say it before you finished. Kadam Shisayim. He finishes the last word totally. Some people start answering Amen before he finished saying the last letter, the last word. So that's, they're not allowed to do that. Okay. Now, he says, what's the main Yisoma? So the Shulchan Aruch says the main Yisoma is we're starting with a case where you need to be Yotze with the Chazan. Lamed Aleph. Shukhaim. Das and Mechaber. So the Shulchan Aruch Shita is at the Mishnah Berurah. The Daf Kim writes a lot, says, Be'ezah Bracha, Shukhaim. That only if we're starting with a bracha that the person is chayav in, and he's trying to be yotze the bracha, get your rutz a lot to the tefillah, the kiddush kegav. He's been yotze tefillah or kiddush. Okay. So in that situation, if the main is said, not being aware of what he's not listening to what he said, that's a problem. He has no chiyuv in this bracha. He has a chiyuv to hear chazor shashatz. Or it's not even bracha, which is b'chalal being being mighty somebody. So much of the dasim b'chaber lanus af shuhu enoi yedeal is a bracha hoyin. So kadosh shograch, you can say amen. Everybody else can say amen. You can say amen with them. Rosh Hashanah, okay. I'm sure you hear people saying amen. So he said with them, what is he amen to? I have no idea. It's okay. Ramah argues, Ramah holds that we don't know what you're saying amen, so that's called the main yisoma no matter what. Okay. So if you're even yotze, even though you know what the bracha is, if you didn't hear it, you can't answer amen. I'll be sure they are. Kershu Marker Lefi Seder Brachis. Ashachisa Lishmer Rak Seif Abracha. So you know where he's at. You can cash him out since Kedusha, how long it's been, how many, right? Or you heard part of the Bracha, you just hear the end, didn't hear the end. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you answer me, whether that's the main Yisrael. So the Bira Lachamir deals with it comes out the Mekor Mechaber that the issue here is you're studying with a bracha you want to be yotze with, and because you want to be yotze with it, if you don't hear part of it, then the problem is it's a main yotze. Right? So you're not yotze if you didn't hear it. No, that's not the problem. The problem is worse than that. Now it becomes a main yotze. So besides not being yotze, so what if my something now that you're not yotze with it, you didn't hear it, or you don't know what you're not sure what you're saying a main to. Right, so why is the problem a main yotze? The problem is you didn't say you're saying the problem is you're not yotze. Tell my what? So now it's not a bracha you're being yotze with. So now you're being yotze with it. So then we said a bracha you're being yotze with. There's no problem saying a main yotze. The Makabra sheet is to say a main yosayma and a bracha that you're not being yotze is fine. I don't know what he's saying. I didn't hear it. I hear other people saying a man. I say a man with them. That's fine. Because not being yotze, fine. So over here, Lamash, you didn't hear the bracha. So you're not yotze anymore. So over here, but you started. You wanted to be yotze. Ah, now it's an main yosayma. What's the difference? But at the end of the day, but at the end of the bracha, if you didn't hear part of the bracha, you're not yotze. So what's up to me to what your intent was, the chatzila? Then like, this is a bracha that you're not being yotze with. You're not being yotze with. The main is not a problem. Main yosayma according to the mechaber. So that always bothered me. Pshat in the mechaber, the mechaber. What's this word of since you had planned the chatzila to be yotze? Oh, man, it's a problem. I don't know what the story behind that is.
Alexandria? What happened? People weren't yotze. They heard other people answering the main. Is that what happened? So they could answer.
So according to Alexandria, they would know what they're in Pasha. They would know they couldn't hear, but they can catch the Fisera Brachas what the Chazan was saying.
Okay.
Right?
They didn't have to be Yotze, though.
Right,
they didn't have to be Yotze.
Right.
According to this,
people who had to be Yotze, Pashas would have to move close up to the Chazan in a way they could hear him. That would be true whether this Dinam Amen is true or not true. You're not going to be Yotze if you don't hear him. Shemay is going to him. La Shemay is not going to him.
I'm good. Sorry, sir, but we're not letting you.
That's always confusing. So the Mishabur, the Rambam points out that this issue of in the bracha you bring yotze with, so then you have to hear the whole bracha. So it's not just the end of the bracha is a problem. You miss the beginning of the bracha also by that you can't answer a main improperly.
So our question on our question on that one.
The only thing which is possible is the Levites. What would be a scenario where he missed the beginning of the bracha and he heard the end of the bracha? So there are some sheet that hold that you would say. Shemek, right? I have to hear the bracha. But there is a halachic minimum of the bracha. A person would say. We spoke about before, if a person would say each bracha of Shemoneh Esrei in a shortened version. The first few words, and then the last few words, and then the bracha. He'd be yotze.
He has to hear the Shem of Malchus.
It's
not a bracha without it.
Right, Malchus is the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But But he has here the ikar of the bracha, which is main of the bracha at the end, and the bracha itself.
Right? And
Because if you heard the words but you didn't focus into what he was saying, so that's the problem in your son. I never understood the Shita Mechaber clearly. Okay, Lamed Gimel. Comes the Ramah, the Ramah says, we don't know what bracha you're saying to. Even though you're not being Yotze, it's called a Menyasun.
Is this an emergency question?
Imenu Yodeya. Im Yodeya al-Eza bracha hu ayna. Mutulanus Bakola Brokha the Philip Khazar Sashats, Kim Shakari's Palo, Ben Bukhuri Batsama Brok. So as long as you know what you're answering to, even though you didn't hear the Brokha, Tima Khazar Sashats, you'll have to answer. Fine. And he says, the Eshmer Khurim, they disagree, and they say, Shmachmir Bakhazar Sashats, the key and the taker of bond and shiach so shef tzirat filo. Filo kulob his palo do. Every time is ready. The chazan says you got to repeat it anyway. The chazan says you have to repeat it anyway. Therefore, kilo b'chiyavim b'oisib brocha kvinalu. So it comes out that the tzibur, who's the tzibur? It's these people here. They have to hear this brocha. So there, now the din of the Shulchan Aruch kicks in. You can't answer me if it's a bracha that you're being yotze with, because in a certain sense you're being yotze with it, and you didn't hear the end of the bracha, so you can't answer me. You should hear all of the Shmanesse from the Shachazin, not from the people around you answering Amen. It's proper to listen. Now that lashon sounds much more laissez-faire than we saw before. Nobody's listening. Everybody's listening. It's kilo. You know, it's like, whoa. Here's like, you know, there's a mitzvah here. You know, that's quite a different type of stress. Stress over here.
Maybe Shmuel Yisrael doesn't read the Mahiz by Lar Soga.
Okay, you should answer the main right away.
And he says that a corollary of that machlekes is also a machlekes.
Check the deeper,
Small sukkah is kosher.
So immediately you have a time, you have a time space of check the deeper.
Right? Why?
Mashir check the deeper, machlekes the poiskim. How long is that? So yesh armer the check the deeper. Shlosh tevus yesh armer arba tevus. We are some zelo yana klal. If you waited longer than that, you shouldn't say a mate.
Literally a table that's outside the sukkah.
Now we call him in Yisrael. Fine. Now, when Tzibur came along, comes with Shabur and Mr. Anthony Kanesh. The Hachikilu Roy Batzibur Lanus Amen, who had died in Bechal of Bracha, and put to the Cholechad Lanus and Mohem. So I walk in, and I chop the end of the Bracha. I chop the end of the Amen. Everybody's saying Amen, so I'm going to say Amen with them, as long as I know what I'm saying to them. Even though it might be more than Teich Nidibur from the time the Chazan finished the Brach, let's say in one of these Rosh Chodesh situations where the people are elongated the Amen, everything Amen. So by the time I walk in right at the end, it's more Teich Nidibur, but the Rebbe of the Shiva is still saying Amen, so I can say Amen with them. Okay. Lamine. You should say it right away when the Chazan finishes the book. Shliach Tzibur Marek Benigan Shalimu Amein Yemar Kol Amein Miyad Ki Anigan Havi Hefsin. So in a situation where by Kaddish, the Chazan singing the Imru, he's elongating the Imru, right? You know. So the main is not an Imru main. The main is on the phrase before that. So at some point, it's like, this domain is no shaykh to the phrase. So what do you do with the situation? The answer is ignore the chazan. You say amen. Can you have me hefzik? But dafki mark harbi bin nigu.
Don't actually have a table.
But that's only if it's, he's really extending it out. But dafki in kaddish. Sharkila etzim abakasha archetavis mizman kariv archetavis damiran ba'oma. So over here, the bakasha ended. And Imru Amen is like just like a now as a command to the Tzibur to say Amen. Well, we don't really need your command. We can do it anyway. So the Inyan of Asman, it's proper to be invited to do so. Fine. So that's very nice. But because of that, I'm not gonna create a gap. That's all talking about where the thought process really has ended. What about Avim Ashir Tzibur Marik Mishar Brok B'Soifa Beisanika? The Chazan is, you know, is singing at the end of the bracha. Lo Yana Amen calls Manchuli Siyim as Etzem Atei Mishal Bracha. So you don't say Amen until he finished saying the word. So Vashalom, you still have to wait because he's going on and on, but he didn't say the word. Oh. He didn't finish the word Bashalom yet. When he finishes the word Bashalom, Bashalom. You can't answer me until you finish the word. So that's different than the case of Kaddish, where the thought is really finished before we brew Amen.
That is why. Now we understand. Now
you're not suggesting you should do that.
That's according to Baal Mahar.
But he is suggesting that if that's what happens, you wait. Okay. Fine. A main kitzara, it shouldn't be too short. So what's wrong with a main kitzara? Imnesha Nira Shadam Alav Kimasa. Let's say he wants to get it over with.
Well, a person has a large
sukkah. Kadesh Yuchel, it has to be long enough to be able to say Kel Nafnema. Why that phrase? Kizel Shurusha Shalomain, Mechanam Sivab, Rosh Hatevis Shalom. So a main, the Aleph stands for Kel, the Mem stands for Melech, the Nun stands for Nema.
Has a small sukkah, so even though he tells us that he's going to eat that table.
The Maral says that Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his name. Kel is the one who's pulled after his right now he's presently the king. Once he created the law, he's the king. And then when he's relied upon that he's going to bring, he's promised he'll bring Mashiach in the future.
And the goal of,
so you sort of like get everything in the, those three words.
And the Rish said, the fact that right now there's no table over here is not a good excuse. That's not the way the rabbi set up these laws.
Okay. Siftes. Now, what about the other route? Not that the chaz is being married, that the people saying amen are being married.
He says that
this
is the
only
way to be married. He says that
this
is the only way
so,
according to
the chazan shouldn't be going weiter until the tzibur finishes saying amen. That's the arrangement. He says the bracha, and then he says the next bracha. He shouldn't go weiter until the people stop saying amen. So what would be if the majority of the tzibur is finished already, and there's a minority which is still being married?
But the Rif says that...
So that situation, he can go weiter.
Can be applied to the small sukkah.
Now, many people, because they're in such a rush to preserve the shots, you know, waiting for everybody to finish a main really slows you down. So, I have a shtickle limud zchus. Many sibur cases of the sibur, you'll find that a few people say a main out loud. Other people saying a main very quietly. Usually that means that they're saying it very quickly. So Chazan feels right with the tzibur finished already. The people which are loud are saying it longer. It doesn't bother them because we're right with the tzibur finished already. So I said originally something to shake a little bit, but I'm wondering if it might actually be true even. Shemur Lam Zayin, Kesas Meyodim. Well, a Rebbe Tzibur Mechuyim Lahamdim Kol Atfilo Shalahasko Bracha Shalachrea Ad Shianu Amin. Kozma, the majority of the Tzibur is still saying Amen. You can't go right through. Shartzi, it says Ele Kuliyam. Nobody argues on this thing. Now that is a very, it seems to me. You also have a situation where people want to be in a rush to say Kaddish. Everybody's saying Hishra, but he's already saying Yisbarach, 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 Yisbarach. You say Hishra, you finish Hishra, and Shmeidu Kudushab Rikhu. Whoa, where'd that come from? Right? You shouldn't go right there until the Rebbe the Tzibur finished saying Hishra. And Chokhi Agavno, and all other similar situations. There's many people who make this mistake, Hishra Mishpalam, the Shnei Ha'amud. People davening for the Amish. Shachaitu lahaskel brachas alakrea. Take a baruch hashem a brachas lefanel. Beimamtinim benei time klal. They don't pause. They're in a rush. They don't pause. Okay. So that's wrong. Baimashar tshuva shehebi shezem ma'akav af b'diyevet. Shasusub lada somein b'kim sheitzchul brachas alakrevis. This is a lacha that. That you can, that he's supposed to wait, is because you can't, once he starts the next bracha, you can't say amen anymore. You're saying amen to that thought, which is God. So you don't want to say it's amen. So the person who doesn't pause at all, or starts to, where people finish saying amen, they don't want to say amen anymore. See, Mamash is mafsid the amen of the Tzibur. But if there's the majority of the Tzibur has finished saying Amen, and there's a minority which is still being moderate, you don't have to wait for them. So the Mishabrua Lamates. But who Shabracha Eino Kaiba Allah Kol Ishmoya? Come on, not a bracha that they have to be yotze with.
I'm just pointing out that the Rishon
I'll be writing Rabbi Zayin Echavasa. Whatever his scenario is, if he's been right to the Tzibur, so Sarkla Hamdan Aval Atayim Mamarin Kama Main, even when you're not supposed to be Mamarin, but once that's true, you can't go right there if you've been right to them. Teshi Yishma Yetzu Lechayim Gam, hey, Mea Brachas. You're going to go right there, they're still saying Amen. So they're not going to be Yetzu of the next Bracha that you're saying. Common scenario which it gets me very nervous is Kiddush. Mavarach says, very big offer. Before people finish saying Amen, he starts the Nusach of the Kiddush. Or Hanyamtav, there's a Shechayanu. He has to pause because people have been yotzi with the Shechiyonu with him. I said that statement very glibly. If a woman says Shechiyonu when she's mild at the neighbors, so then she's not being yotzi with the person that's Kiddush.
More in on the first bracha they're being yotzi, they're being yotzi Kiddush bracha.
Yotzi the bracha of Rippe and the bracha of Kiddush. But the Shechiyonu, they said already.
Right, I'm saying, but if you start Shechiyonu earlier, you're creating a problem for the second, the bracha of Kiddush. more than this?
Well, yes and no. Because the halacha is Shemir kind of works even if you don't answer amen. It's wrong not to answer even to say amen. So the Mavorach says the Kadesh Sova Hazmanim, the whole bracha with Bracha Hashem Kadesh Sova Hazmanim, and they don't answer a main at all, they'd be Yotze. So now they started taking a main and he goes right. Ois a main. You're right, Ois a main. They're still Yotze. They won't hear the Shafi'i on the list. If they don't need to be Yotze, so they don't need to be Yotze. So now, what about Chazor Sashatz? So how do you look Chazor Sashatz? So Pashas, you might not see anybody. So therefore, over there, as long as Rebbe the Tzibur finished, he can go right there.
So according to the Balma,
if the bracha you're going to be mitzvah people with, you know, whether you like it or not, you're stuck waiting for every single person, including the yokel in the back, who's like screaming out amen, you know. He just learned the sefer v'imro amen and decided he wants the American of amen, you know. And he's saying every amen with Kersa Kavana, it takes him a minute. The whole sefer has to wait for it. The bracha d'orsa shots. So the bracha ain't sarach from a border. By Mishra Brewer, then you bracha shemotzi lechayim. Woman mogen a bracha. The Yid Chazor Sashatz, Shalonu, Yesh Tesmen, Daft, the Kulon, the Kiyim, so we should argue, listen, all the Kiyim, Shalonu, Yotze. We come back, Kvar Tiknu, Chazal, Aflonu, Kilei Abasif Gimel. Since the Maisa Chazal, we're Masakin it, Efshu B'Chalal, Brocha Chayuvis, in that sense, it's a Chiyuv on us to do it. By my Rabba, Prisha, Primagodim, Prichodish, etc.
I have a question on that.
Exactly, you know, how they see this.
I would like to.
This is a Shiloh, once I've heard him, so we look at Chazar Shazat like a bracha that you've been answering. If you have to answer, wait for everybody. Or it's a bracha that you're not being, nobody's been answering with, and therefore you do not need to wait.
Concerned about being pulled after your table. Why is that concern to us
for the for more than Rebbe the Tzibur? Okay. Berlocha says there's one exception. So we're going bus ride. Right, people finished. So I told you, like the tongue in cheek, right? The reason why the person was right, even though the people are saying amen or saying it out loud, is because like everyone else finished. And hear a word from them. So the Berlocha before, what we just did, says this halacha, you don't have to wait for the miyad, is because the miyad is extending it too long. If the miyad is saying it the proper amount of time, and the raiv is saying it too quickly, then you have to wait for the miyad. Because they're the ones that say the main properly, so of course you have to wait for them. Yeah.
So perhaps the Shmuel basically understands that Machlokes is truly by Machlokes in the Mishnah involves the issue of being pulled after your table. And he applies that Machlokes by a large sukkah. So yeah. He takes that Machlokes and he applies
Yud. Misha Shachach Mele Omer Yalav Yalav Berosh Chodesh Abachel Shemayin Abachel Shemayin 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 Shemayin. He left out something which you need, which is Ma'akim and Tfila, and therefore he's Mechuyim to repeat Tfila.
Rejecting that suggestion.
So the Mechaber says
that possibility is not.
He has an option of being Yotze with his Chazor Sashatz. Yechav and Daita v'yishma mishliach tzibur kol shmoneh esrei brachos
miroif shad soif. Understand that
Rav Nachman Yitzchak
himself.
Why does Rav
Nachman Yitzchak?
Well, Yavsek below Yosef, he should not interrupt and speak. You say Hashol is Psias Lachrav, and he takes him to his back at the end.
And he's saying, "What's going on over here?"
The Kima Shakar Hispalo, El Shoshach, Willa Hisker, Abishu Baki, Sheikh Tzimmer Matsiyot. It's I, there's a loch that a Baki cannot be Yotze with the shots. The answer is that a loch is when you can't replace your tefillah with the tefillah of the shots. But you davened already. Now, Mishabur before discussed this a few times. that when a person is required to say Yalla B'Yalva, or we're saying Talamot and Ibrahim, and he does not say it. So, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So, how do we look at that? Is the pshat that that in this situation the extra Hosafa is now part of the integral language of the Shemoneh Esrei? So you didn't say Shemoneh Esrei properly. You're not Yotzei. So, like you didn't daven. Or the pshat is no, you're davening. They're not you davening. But there's a lacha that in this davening you're supposed to say this extra precaution, whatever it is. You didn't do so. So you're equipped to say it, but you have a slight problem. You're only allowed to say it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in order to be able to say that which you forgot. So if a person in Rosh Chodesh skips Yalav Yalav, the pshat is a different than a Shemoneh Esrei. Or no, but it was a Shemoneh Esrei. But in Rosh Chodesh, you have a chiyuv to say Yalav Yalav, which the only way you can say that is in Shemoneh Esrei. So you're chiyuv to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again to facilitate the Yalav Yalav. So to Mr. Burr, if you learn the second way, so you're really not being yotze with the chazan, you're tefillah. Because you're yotze, you're tefillah the first time. You're just using the chazan and the hechel timsa to fulfill that, your obligation to say Yalav Yalav, that you can do. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying. So the Mishnah Berurah, he forgot Yalav Yalav or Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed or any other thing which would be you have to go back because of it. The Chol Davar, let me test. Mash from Eloshin Zerafilo Im Dileg Mash Berurah Shem Sholos Rishonis Kedvokim Be'erzeruah V'simen Tov Stam. So it's something over here that this option of adding in, so we have an option of the Bakash of Yalav Yalav, we have the option of the Bakash of Say Bracha, Say Talamot and Bracha. What about Mashavirach? It's not a Bakash, it's a praise. So what's the look over there? Is that considered now an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei, which if it's missing, it's Mavata your Shemoneh Esrei? You cannot be Yotzei with the Chazan, you have to say it again yourself, or not. Says the language of your sounds anything, including the Mashavirach. So that he argues that the Shari Tshuva brings Shari Tshuva brings that since the law is if you made a mistake in the first three brachos, you must go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. That tells you that such a mistake undermines the status of being a tefillah.
This is problematic.
Different than what we're saying over here.
I find that Shmuel, that's why
it's
challenging Shmuel
Reitzel
is problematic, because
you're
making an assumption
that that would undermine. According to
the
Baal Ma'or,
I think we have a very nice answer. But according to the
Rif,
I think that our
problem remains. Ma'am. So what you do is you listen to the Chazor Shashatz. Above the Kaim alone, the Shetzi Reina Motzi and the Dafka Mishen Abaki. Kill a Motzi, a person on a Baki, Shani Ocha, Shemiz Palo. So like the Shonar says, well, here he's different. He's ready to daven. Elish Shachar, below history, forgot to add in the extra part. Okay. Okay. I'll be sure. Even though it's a bucket, the sheikh's zimmer can be mitzvah. Okay. Why am I chayav shekasa? The mutter was actually spell about. So no. You daven a second time. Be yotz with the tib with the chazan. No. The idolav call all the miyachol the chabam zayt al ishmaim with mashiach tibur mirashu tzayv. Say focused and hear all of the chazars shats and really focus in on it. It's difficult. Shem the vava yifne avol yishma mashiach tibur ezem milus hamakim matila. His mind may wander and he might lose some words which are ma'akiv and the yotz tefila. So daven again. Kasa bachli rabbis yim shatz darka lavliat milus. Then also this smocha shatz lachavli spalabatz. And on the other hand, you're all assuming that the chazan is going to say all the words clearly. That you can hear that. If the chazan is going to sort of like run on the words together, he sort of lavliat the oisias, he sort of swallows sounds. So you're not really being yotze with, you couldn't be yotze with the benedict. You can't hear what you're not hearing the, all the words. So you have to daven by yourself. You listen to the chazan b'rosh v'tzoy. I was ever yotze the master shal yomer oz moedim drabonon. The chavon is shuim ashtet tzibur hamoedim shuim. So you listen to the moedim of the chazan. They bow with the tzibur, and then they say whatever they say, and then they get loud again. But till then, they're quiet. So you can't be here to listen to the sheikh tzibur because you're not going to hear part of the words because he's not going to say them loud enough. Mr. Burr, you know what? I want to make a comment on that minute anyway. I don't know where they got it from. Yeah, everybody says Moedim Drabonon, so the class can be quiet. No, for Malkim Tfilosa and Niskin Lahoitzi Mi Shenaboki. Maybe the reason why people feel you can say it quietly, the tzibur say mother and bottom. That's not true because the ma'aseh chazar masakin, the tefillah has to be said out loud. Too much enoboki, and the enoboki would have to listen to the chazan by the when they get the moedim. Shachlar medal kapodim ksas bekol shulishma asura b'nei other moedim b'tzibur. If Mishmar paskins that if you say it quietly. It's questionable. This is not the time to come to Chazal. So you have to say a lot of at least that a tzibur of 10 people can hear you. About the whole tzibur, at least 10 people. So this, you know, Mishabur is where you've seen the different Menhagim, which is like Menhagim, different Hanhagis. I'm not sure we call them Menhagim yet. The symbol say, symbol get to the Machzishkan and Silas Yer. Everybody bows his mind, even the Chazan is quiet. Everything is quiet, also, he says, Moedim Anachulach! You have to say it aloud. But you can't not join the Tzibur, the Tzibur saying Moedim. That's the whole idea of the reason the Tzibur saying Moedim is because they cannot not join the Chazan. He says, we are thanking. I'm saying, I'm not thanking. That's horrible, so thank also. So the chazan says, everybody thanking but the chazan? Like, that's still not logical. So they came with a different meaning. They say out loud the first three words, Moedim Anachulach, real loud, and then they pause. And then everybody finishes off, and then they can finish Atol Hashem. Okay, no, they continue on, etc. So they're saying Moedim together with the tzibur. And then they're pausing, and they're saying it loud enough as possible so that all the people can hear them. And they pause. Everyone else finishes making the sounds from saying the tefillah. Now it's quiet again. And then they continue. Everybody should hear. That's where that comes from. Third option is say it loud. Which will work for many people. Some people just don't have voices which project.
Who told?
So it is an issue. There is a saver called Tzitz HaShulchan.
Tzitz
HaShulchan was written by the Rav Chaim Noah, most well known to us from his calculation of the Shurim. He also wrote a saver on the halacha based on the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch called Tzitz HaShulchan. And he divided the saber to what he puts on top and the footnotes on bottom, which he called the Barei HaShulchan. So the Barei HaShulchan, the Tzitz HaShulchan, he addresses this problem. He says, what's talking of Shad that the Chazan goes quietly? He says, maybe as a limud skus. So I agree that Chachil Abani should say it out loud. The Shabur sounds like he could be Bimbidi, but it's no good. Because that's the Yapim Kaim the Tekana. He says that Yesh Lomar, and now everybody says Moedim Rabbanon. So the whole Tzibur is saying Moedim at that point in time. So it's Kilu, he doesn't need to be Moedim, that party doesn't need to be Moedim them in, because they're all saying the Moedim. So there's no need to be Moedim in that situation. It would always be as if, let's say you had a, let's say some enameling, you had a tzibur which is benapikiyah. So the bracha shema tefillah shema kolenu they knew, right? They taught them a nigga and they know that bracha. So what would happen? Can you have a situation where they'll, you know, we'll get the shul, and the chazan is the only person who knows all the Shemoneh Esrei, will give a clap, and he'll start saying Shemoneh Esrei, and everyone will listen very quiet. They get to the bracha Shema Shmakele. They all want to sit along with him till Shemaya Tefila. Then they're quiet again. Would that be acceptable? So there is a discussion in the Bir Lacha. In Hilchos Brachos of Mazon, can you do half Shmei Kainer and half actual Dibur? And he brings some machlokes about it, etc. There are many rayas that you could. So that's what's really happening over here. Right? It's like the Shmei Kainer till Shema Kalena. Shema Kalena, everybody says. And afterwards, from it say, it's quiet again, right to Shmei Kainer. Pasha, that should work. Right? So, so that's what's happening over here by Moedim. By Moedim, they're being right to Shmei Kainer. After a time, Shem Kainer being right to Shmei Kainer. And this brach, everybody's saying, so I don't need to be right to them. So that's not a concern to Kamas Chazal. He says it as a limud zchus. He says with Farish, I'm not saying this right to the Dua, saying maybe it's a limud zchus in Masber, what they're relying on to do that. Okay.
Second time around,
he does not mention it. Let's hold it, Aleph, tomorrow.